An Ode by Maulvi Abdullah of Kashmir. All praise belongs to our Lord, the Cherisher and Sustainer, the beauty of whose face shines forth in everything. He made his attributes manifest in things of nature, for the perfection of our existence in the world. To ensure our existence, survival, and subsistence, he has provided all necessary means that are countless. Everything essential for our body and life, the Lord has provided out of his mercy. The sun, the moon, the stars, this earth and heaven, exquisite food, clothes, and delectable fruit, this pleasant breeze, blowing each instant by his grace, these gardens, flowers, and spring waters, all this is due to the grace and mercy of that Supreme Being, without whose bounties the world would descend into darkness. The true Lord deserves every kind of praise, whose grace and bounties are a shoreless ocean. On account of his grace, bounty, wisdom, and grandeur, his mercy is apparent in the world by means of his manifestations. Owing to his providence, he displays his face through his manifestations, so that our bodies and souls may be blessed with his grace. The existence of parents is also a shadow of the Lord of mankind, being the reason why a mother gently holds her child by her side. For the perfection of human morals, keep this insight in mind. Look at the manifestations of nature and remember that holy being. Being grateful to the manifestations of his bounties is being grateful to the God himself. And do faithfully bear in mind, one who does not thank people does not truly thank Allah. The true God says, "Believers, show kindness to your parents." Thus the secret of his kindness has been revealed to the world. The guide to faith and to the oneness of the eternal God, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He became the manifestation of our Lord, the sustainer for the sake of our souls. The present age has witnessed that sun rising from the horizon of India and shining all over the world like the meridian sun. I cannot adequately praise that sublime monarch. How could I grasp the qualities of his handsome face? Our master, our guide, and leader of the realm of faith, an ardent and passionate lover of the face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His holy face is redolent of the Eternal Beloved, his scented locks emanate the musk of Tartar. He shone over the world like a radiant sun, and the streams ran with life-giving water for the sake of faith. With the fresh breeze of faith, the garden of the heart blossomed. The spring breeze is blowing over the pure of heart. The nightingale of the Garden of Muhammad raised its voice in song and brought back spring to the ruined Garden of Faith. This blessed person is a nightingale in the Garden of Purity. His lamentations have brought tears to the eye of the heart of the righteous. He has ascended high in proximity to God, and the wine of the love of Muhammad has made him forget himself. The true God, through his blessings, set him apart in the world. He was honored in the court of the sovereign of the world. He descended from heaven in Qadian. In this age he emerged forth as the spring rain on dead terrain. Heaven spoke in his support, as also the sun, the moon, the month of Ramadan, and the comet. The blessed Messiah and Mahdi of the latter days has come to abolish the ideas of warfare. He has come to chastise the jihadi warriors and the ones whose character defames the name of Islam. The Imam of the age has come to disclose with truth and veracity the mystery of faith to the world. The beneficent God speaks in the Holy Quran of the King of mankind. It is a manifest allusion to the existence of that King. A King with compassion and high morals is a blessing of Allah and a shadow of His mercy. Anyone who does not show gratitude towards the just King, such a denier of divine blessings, ends up humiliated and disgraced. That Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the crown of messengers, conferred honor and distinction on the reign of Khosrow. The gracious Lord enjoins us to repay the good with good. He who repays the good with evil is most vile and depraved. It is incumbent upon people to recognize the truth. Those who deny the blessings of the true God end up in an evil place. In short, during the holy reign of this king in India, the fall wind has turned into a spring breeze thanks to his beneficence. The benign shadow of the justice of this empire abounds everywhere. In this very age, the Mahdi, the victorious, has descended upon the earth. This government is like a merciful shadow of the holy God, and we must never forget the reign of the evil tyrants. Whoever witnessed the Sikh rule remembers their tyranny. They had committed countless atrocities. They were prone to create havoc just upon hearing the call for prayers, and to annihilate hundreds of people in retaliation of the slaughter of a single cow. The world was like a dark night because of their wrongs. Then, all of a sudden, the radiant king made his appearance. As this auspicious empire extended its benign rule over us, at once our night transformed into day, by the grace of God. Thanks to this empire, peace and prosperity have been secured, and for the sake of faith, a champion has descended from heaven. To clinch the argument, his God has bestowed upon him a treasure of truth and a shining sword from heaven. He killed the one-eyed Dajjal with a heavenly spear, and the one-eyed Atham too, landed in hell. The evil Laigh Ram was also killed with a sharp sword. That day, ill-natured Aryas too were brought to humiliation by God. The dead powerless Isha was unable to come to the aid of this foul-mouthed advocate. Footnote, Isha is the name of God in Hinduism. End footnote. This youthful champion, the promised Messiah, is in fact a branch of the Garden of Paradise. The gardener himself watered it, and it grew into a fruit-laden tree. Anyone who, in his folly, tries to axe this tree down, in reality cuts his own feet off, and his soul burns in the fire as well. His, the promised Messiah's, forehead ever shines with the light of truth on account of his righteousness. The aroma of his black locks emanates throughout the world like perfume. My heart is exuberant with praise for this full moon, but it is impossible for me to describe this shoreless ocean. He is the servant of that beloved king whose name is Mustafa, the chosen one, i.e. the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who, with the help of Tawheed, demolished the idols lying in the house of God, i.e. the Kaaba, who has demonstrated to the world the powerlessness of Christian idols, and has shown the long-dead Jesus to be buried in Khanyar, Srinagar. That melodious nightingale from the Garden of Holiness and Glory, singing its love for God, has come to settle on a lofty bough. That champion of heaven is bestowed with the highest honour and glory, with a retinue of angels attending him on every front. Supported by God, he worked wonders to demonstrate the power of the truth, and fully exposed the carrion-eating deniers. No one comes forward to confront him in public. The enemies bark like dogs and hide themselves in some dark corner of a cave. The whole world shook and quaked when that prestigious champion raised the battle cry. He is the chief imam and leader of believers, and divine signs continue to appear in support of Islam. The abode of peace, Qadian, was adorned with heavenly grace, and the people, the world in general, and the environs of Qadian too enjoyed illumination. He became truly and sincerely a well-wisher of the government, not out of cunning and sycophancy, but under the command of the Almighty God. While God Almighty enjoins us to repay the good with good, the ignorant and the fanatic turns his back on it. The ignorant sitting in the mosque reproach us for showing our goodwill to glorious kings. We are not afraid of the barking of these dog-like people. What we abhor is hypocrisy and bad morals. We pray to God for the good fortune of the King of India. What have we got to do with these impure, unclean people? O Lord of mankind, each instant we must seek your refuge against the danger of that mortal enemy who is like a serpent. O Lord of the realm and the world, and refuge of the truthful ones, make your cloud of mercy rain down on the earth of the righteous. The wicked who turn away from the truth shall be struck down by a fire that will wipe out the unholy. Lord, do attend to my plight, and bless me with your favours, and intoxicate me with the wine of the love of the Imam of the world. That Messiah of Qadian, lover of best of creation, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may God's mercy envelope him in both the worlds.